call to order this regular meeting of the San Bernardino Local Agency Formation Commission. Please join me in flag salute.
Ready? Be there.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We are going to have a convene in a closed session. Do we have any public speakers?
No request for public comment.
We have no public speaker slips. Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak to the commission on the items that are shown in the closed session agenda? Seeing none.
Mr. Chair, I'll motion that we move to close.
First, if we could have the announcement just for protocol regarding anyone present at the hearing who is involved with any of the changes of organization to be considered and who has made a contribution of more than $250 in the past 12 months, to any member of the commission will be asked to state for the record the commission member to whom contribution has been made and the matter of consideration with which they are involved. I just wanted to make sure that we do that for the record, even though there are no changes of organization on the agenda today.
And that's the reason I didn't state it, because there are no changes. But so
matter of protocol.
In the past, we haven't had to do that when there's no change on the record. So that's the reason I didn't do it. Okay.
And if I may announce the matters that we will be going into closed session
yes,
for.
Yes, please do.
So the commission will be going into closed session for conference with legal counsel, existing litigation under Government Code Section 549-56.9D1. All of them are under that Government Code section. San Antonio Heights Association versus County of San Bernardino et al., San Bernardino County Superior Court case number CIVDS1715504. Also the same case name, but case number CIVDS1712771. And also the litigation of Comet, Citizens of Mentone Empowered Together versus City of Redlands et al., San Bernardino County Superior Court case CIVDS1906437.
And we'll adjourn.
Mr. Chair, I have a question.
Yes.
Council, if within the organization of San Antonio Heights, if there's individuals that are directly involved with that group that made contributions, would that create a conflict? So individual members that are supporting that effort, if they've made contributions to any of the electeds, is that an area of conflict?
So campaign contributions made by members of this commission.
Not directly from the organization itself, but as individuals.
I don't believe so, no.
Okay, just wanted clarification. Thank you.
I'll reconvene the regular meeting of the San Bernardino LAFCO. Our closed session is finished, and I'll ask the attorney to report out.
Yes. In closed session, on motion of Commissioner Cox, seconded by Commissioner Bagley, the commission voted unanimously with Commissioners Bagley, Cox, Curatolo, Lovingood, McAllen, and Rao voting in favor to not ratify the filing of the notice of appeal filed by legal counsel on December 6, 2019 in the San Antonio Heights matters listed on the agenda. It's case number CIVDS1715504 and related case number 1722771, and by taking this action, the commission is refraining to seek appellate review of the judgment entered by the court in those matters. Legal counsel will withdraw the notice of appeal filed on December 6th, and there is no reportable action on the other item.
Thank you. On to the consent items. Do we have any speaker slips on consent? Any speaker slips on consent?
No speaker slips.
Okay, I'd entertain a motion on consent items 4, 5, and 6.
So moved.
Second.
And motion and second. Roll call.
Commissioner Bagley?
Yes.
Commissioner Cox?
Aye.
Commissioner Curatolo?
Aye.
Commissioner McAllen?
Yes.
Commissioner Rao?
Yes.
Legislative oral report. Sam?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have not much to update on this month. Last month, the Legislative Committee met to go over the, we have 4 omnibus items that we are recommending that the CalAFCO board support. And there's one CalAFCO-sponsored item that we also recommended. So the board met last Friday, and I don't know what the recommendations were or what the outcome would be. I will have that for the January hearing.
Okay. Your oral report?
A couple of things. We had our governance training on pensions last Thursday. It was well attended, including two of our commissioners, Commissioner Bagley and Commissioner Farrell. For the January meeting, we're going to have some policy updates, and staff will be meeting with the policy committee first part of January. We have a City of Rialto service contract. These are the agreements that were identified during our wastewater service review that we will be recognizing. And then we also have our audit. The audit committee will be meeting also in the first part of January to go over the draft audit before it's presented to the entire commission. We will have our mid-year. And finally, we will have an update on the Adelanto's sustainability, which was moved from March to January. So that's my update.
Very good. Thank you. Commissioner, comments?
I'm going to be the first to say Merry Christmas.
Yeah, very good.
A safe New Year's. And hopefully, if it brings lots of snow, it'll be after everyone's settled in on the pass, so there's no disruptions to the holiday season.
Very good. Anybody else?
Same here, Mr. Chair. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy holidays to everyone. Hope you have a safe time. We'll see you next year.
Anyone else?
And may we all take time to embrace family and pause amongst the chaos going around us and remember the real reason for the season.
Amen. Anybody else? Go ahead, Jim.
And Mr. Chairman, I want to talk about the pension layer forum that LAFCO sponsored, Sam. It was really very well. It was a three-hour program. The first 2 hours were actually about the nuts and bolts of how pensions work, which wasn't necessarily germane to my participation. The last part of it, they ran out of time, was the history of how we've gotten into this mess of the unfunded pension liability. There was a lot of meat in that presentation that we sped through it. I would like to see it possibly come back to LAFCO, the whole commission at some point, at least that portion of it. And perhaps we can do that in some sort of workshop or something, because I think that information is very important to all of us as we proceed forward into municipal service reviews in the future. So I was very glad to see the people participating there, and it's a wonderful program that we're doing, but we really ran out of time on some really substantial part of what we should have been talking about. So that's my request sometime in the near future.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Is there any other, is there objection to doing that?
Okay. And I would just, if we can work it in at some point, even if it were an hour presentation at a regular council meeting or commission meeting, that would be fine.
Yeah, that's one of the big elephants in the room for all of the agencies, and it's going to bite us once.
Go ahead. Well, I was just going to echo most of the of Jim's comments that it was extremely dense. It would be challenging to get everything that they had on that agenda in an hour. I mean, they really could have doubled the time to 6 hours, and it would have been healthy. There were 45 minutes scheduled for questions. We didn't even get there. Mm-hmm. But I think the really critical thing was, rather than the very dense history of the legislative and court cases, is looking at what is possible and how districts can actually deal with it. And that really needs to be the framework, I think, for what the commission could benefit from.
And the dangers, we kind of glossed over that, but there are some significant dangers in the unfunded pension liability if there's a turnaround in the market. And it was graphically depicted on how we got in this mess with one major stock market correction. If we have another one, I don't know that it's recoverable. I'm serious about that. And so it's a very important topic for us to discuss. I'd also like to say happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone. It's I hope everyone will have a good time off with their families.
Anybody else?
Oh, I just got to add one now about the economy, since Jim's going to make that. Interesting. So SBCTA had an economist. I don't quite remember his name, but if you're interested, he has a phenomenal, I mean, really in-depth report on the next to 2036, the impact of technology on our jobs. And so if it's fully impacted, we go from 1.4, let's call it 1.5, down to about 700,000. But it's really insightful for where areas are going to grow and what sectors are going to grow, and really pathways to living incomes or living wages. It's an interesting report. If you have any interest, contact me in our office and we'll get you a copy.
Anybody else? Do we have any public speaker slips?
No.
Does anyone in the audience wish to speak to the commission? Seeing none, I would like to wish everybody Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and be safe. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your time together. And remember the reason for the season. And spread joy and love and happiness among all the madness that's going on around us. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're adjourned.
Thank you. Thank you.